Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Philip Joycey, the administrator of the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Abigail.
So I know in light of the recent confirmation of a COVID case on the Lower North Shore, you've had a lot of phone calls and maybe some concerns from parents. Could you begin by maybe talking a little bit to the parents about the information that has been given to you on the school board level?
Certainly. Back at the beginning on Sunday when we first heard the news of a possible case of COVID on the coast, and I think everybody's reaction was the same. We've been so long without having any cases. I know for myself speaking, I kind of panicked when my phone started buzzing and my computer started bipping and everybody wanting to tell me that they had heard that there was a case.
Mm-hmm.
And very understandable. And at that point, I simply turned to the protocol that we have put in place at the CSS de Littoral. And the main part of our protocol is that we are guided by public health. They are the ones that determine what happens within our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Right from day one, right from the beginning of the pandemic, they were the ones that we turned to for suggestions as to what measures we needed to put in place. And absolutely no different in a situation like this. But as I say, I can understand everybody's concern. And speaking with my colleagues around the province, it was exactly the same scenario in their school boards when they had the first cases. Their attendance at the schools dropped dramatically. Took some time for people to say, okay, it's here and we've got the measures in place and we can be guided by public health. And if we compare our situation to that in the rest of the province, we are in an excellent position. Even in our red zones, when they step back measures to make it as safe as possible within the schools, they come close to what we have now all the time because they reduce numbers and we already automatically have a lot of those things that they put in place when they're in a red zone.
We were speaking with Dr. Isabel Sampson yesterday afternoon, and she did confirm there's no connection at all with the case that's confirmed in the municipality of Blanc-Sablon
right.
And the school.
Anyone listening who hasn't heard that interview that you did with Dr. Sampson yesterday, she was fantastic. She gave so much in the way of detail. I learned a great deal by listening to her and just reconfirmed for me the necessity to listen, to seek the advice from public health and follow their directives.
Mm-hmm. It was very informative.
It was excellent. And as she said, even if there are cases, it does not automatically mean that a class is going to be closed or a school is going to be closed. Through their tracking, they determine, they inform us when we need to either close a classroom or a bubble or a school, but it comes from them. They've had 7 months of training in this and other areas.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting the other day with our colleagues in Satil. Again, it was just emphasized. Boy, they really know what they're doing when it comes to it. They put the procedures in place and everybody's well informed. Security is their top priority, just like it is ours.
And as we did find out about the case on the Lower North Shore on Sunday, I'm sure that Monday was a very low attendance day. Have you seen an increase, though, on Tuesday and today?
Yeah, most definitely. The attendance has been creeping back up again, and I believe today I think we're over 60% back in the schools here in Sheffer. And I haven't heard the numbers from St. Paul's, but I'm certain it's similar. Right now, public health is allowing us to have students in the building, and we need to take full advantage of that because there could well come a time, who knows, when we'll be told that we can't do that. And we definitely have invested a lot of time and effort into putting in place online learning, but it doesn't replace the type of learning that can take place within the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we really, all of us, really need to benefit from that time that public health is giving us to have our children in school and benefit when we think that there's, I'm sure a student would be able to tell me, but it must be 15 or 16 or 17 days until Christmas vacation. But I think there's a limited number of days and we need to take full advantage. The ministry told us that the 17th will now be an at-home day for our students. In our case, it gives us a really good opportunity to test all of our online capabilities. So students will have their computers at home and they'll be able to check all of those things out on the 17th. So it gives an extra a couple of days there for the break and similarly coming back. We've put in some bed days to give everybody time to get settled back into the community. And as a matter of fact, now the ministry has said the Thursday and Friday that we come back, the high school students will be doing online learning and the elementary students will be at school. So given all of those things, we are told when we can have students in and when we can't. Right now, everybody could be in the classroom. If you haven't listened to that interview with Dr. Samsung, most definitely have to listen to that. There's a lot of great information in there. And if they have any anxiety about it within the community, she really gives a lot of details there. Secondly, if your children are symptom-free, they should be in school. Obviously, if they have any kind of symptom, a runny nose, that needs to be monitored for the 24 hours. If it goes away, into school. If not, seek further advice from public health.
As you had just mentioned, the interview for CFBS with Dr. Sampson of Public Health remains on our website. Excellent. And as well was shared on our Facebook page. For anyone who has not yet heard it, you can find it there.
It was excellent.
So, Philip, is there anything else that you would like to add?
So I can't emphasize enough that all of the safety measures are in place. We're doing the distancing, we're doing the hand washing, the mask when needed, and we're extremely, extremely fortunate to have such professionals. For our janitorial staff is excellent. They've all received training, and they're doing double duty, making sure that our buildings are safe for all of the students and employees that are there working and learning.
Yes, I'm glad that you actually brought that up, because I think all of the cleaners out there, maintenance workers through the pandemic, have been doing an awesome job. We know their workload has increased. So bravo to you all. And thank you so much for joining us today, Philip, to talk about the protocols that the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral has in place in all the schools on the Lower North Shore.
Thank you very much, Abigail.
And that was Philip Joycey, administrator for the Centre Service Scolaire de Littoral. And this is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablanc.